This interview is part of the London School of Economics' Europe blog interview series. Europe brings you the latest debates around issues in Europe and in the EU and Brussels. Posting every day, Europe presents the best in evidence-based academic commentary on European governance, economics, politics, culture and society, both at the European Union and national levels. Visit us at europe.eu. That's EUROPP.EU. We spoke to Elke Krasny, curator, urbanist, and senior lecturer at the Academy of Finance in Vienna, about her LSE Literary Festival event, Between Curatorial and Urban Practice, which explored how curation evolves in new urban contexts.
What I'm interested in curatorial practice is how to deal with urban transformation processes and in whose interest, from whose perspective, stories are being told, respectively collected when it comes to museums. And not only stories, but also all types of mediatization, which actually represent urban transformation processes. My name is Elke Krasny, and I teach at the Academy of Fine Arts in Vienna and work as an independent curator on architecture and urbanism. And the name of the talk I'm part of is Between Curatorial and Urban Practice. With regard to a historic constellation of the European city, late 19th century, and I will speak a little bit about Vienna, where I come from. It was driven by major entrepreneurial urbanism on one hand and city development fund for urbanization. So we talk about 1860 when all the fortifications came down. And this actually led to the fact that the Museum of History of the City of Vienna was founded and they collected stones. So they founded a lapidarium to have a memory of the city physically. And taking my starting point from this, I'm not interested in collecting stones, but I'm interested in underrepresented stories of people who try to have agency, political agency, within urbanization processes today. And one of the curatorial projects I will talk about is a work I did as artist-in-residence at the Odane Gallery of the Simon Fraser University in Vancouver, together with the Downtown Eastside Women's Center. And the Downtown Eastside in Vancouver is like a pressure cooker of gentrification. And the women in the self-organized women's center that has been established in 1973 are mostly First Nation women, Cree, but also Chinese women. And what I did together with them is unearthing their history read through the lens of demands. What were the demands, the manifestations, the demonstrations they brought forward onto the society around them, but also in their ongoing struggle to maintain the shelter in this, as I said before, pressure cooker of gentrification. And the other project I will speak about has to do with the surface of cities and the informal messages one finds there. And this is an ongoing collection I started in roughly 10 years ago. And what I do is I look at not graffiti, I'm not interested in that. I mean, it's very interesting, but I'm not pursuing that. But I look at informal messages like labor market, manifestations, housing market, all types of things you would find, stickers on A4 notes that are taped with glue or other means of making them stick, in order to try to read the surface of the city like a body of collective writing, treating it as the message that speaks through the citizens itself. What I find challenging at this point in time is how to address transformationality itself. How can you actually capture it? And how can you create scenarios, intellectual scenarios, that make it possible for others to share what the anxieties are, but also the potentialities? So I'm not about stories that are either or stories, but if you will, how can one capture the heterogeneity or multifacetedness of today's multi-ethnic European cities, but also many other global cities that undergo the pressure of accelerated urbanization processes, often at the expense of the speed of biographic change. I think the biographies come under pressure because the cities are under pressure. There is a tie-in between my curatorial work and my teaching practice at the Academy of Fine Arts in Vienna, where I work with students on issues of public space and how to think public space rather as the public realm or the public sphere, bringing together the physical space. I spoke about the stones at the very beginning. So how does one address what is actually physical there, the scale of the built environment, the orientations, some the changes with the changes that are a lot more quote-unquote immaterial but impact on how urban space is actually reshaped or re-formed.